Jesus was hammered with a nail. I was really astonished because I couldn't believe before that this can happen. Now I'm witness myself. I'm seeing it with my eyes.
What amazed Dr. Mansour as much as Myrna's spontaneous bleeding was how miraculously her wound seemed to heal.
The wound closed and healed completely in a few hours. It is not possible for a human being to do this. It's impossible to fool a physician. We know all the tricks. We are witnessing a supernatural phenomenon.
A phenomenon that has been officially recognized by the Greek Orthodox Church as a miracle.
Brothers and sisters, these kind of events are occurring as we speak. If you were to go into a Catholic bookstore, you'll find many, many books similar to these that are just tracking what's being said by Mary, where she's appearing, and what, given their conclusions about where these messages are taking us. In the beginning of this passage, I started it just a little bit earlier, but it brought up another phenomenon that's occurring in conjunction with these apparitions, the idols of Mary that are bleeding blood, and the visionaries, as they call them, that are receiving the messages from Mary, say the reason that the statues and pictures are bleeding blood is because of the great sin in the world. Mary is crying blood to call us back to a life of repentance and service to the Lord. Now, what we're suggesting here that is in Daniel 11, verse 30 to the very end of Daniel 11 is nothing more than a description of the papacy. And in verses 31, where we see the abomination that make a desolate setup, we have always understood that as Seventh-day Adventists, as identifying the beginning of the 1260-year papal rule that is known as the Dark Ages. And in verse 36, we see nothing more than a narrative describing the characteristics of the haughty arrogance of the papacy in the worship and that it imposes, and the belief that it had the authority to change the law of God. And by the time we get to verse 38, what's brought into this narrative is that the papacy is going to begin to honor a goddess of fortresses, which is none other than Mary. Now, in the books that describes it, like this book, Keys of This Blood, and this is just one of